expert. And Jay, the big question is, how is the stock market impacted by the election now that it's pretty clear that the next president is going to be Joe Biden, and actually running things will be the avowed socialist Kamala Harris?
Yeah, Jack, it will be interesting. It seems like such an understatement, but it'll be interesting to watch because obviously there's going to be an inflow of government money that's going to be flowing under a Biden administration. And for some, regardless of how bad the coronavirus situation becomes, or even the economic side of things, the government in the eyes of many can be counted upon to offer some level of assistance, thereby limiting the damage to a degree of whatever it might happen to be. Now, obviously, when you pour money in now, you're going to have to pay for it later. But the idea of thinking down the road for a lot of people is something that's kind of a lost art, I guess. And the idea is, what can you do for me now? I'm not really concerned with the impact that's going to be on the country, you know, 10 years, 8 years, 15 years from now. It's all about, what can you do for me lately? And unfortunately, we may see that in action under a Biden administration.
And, of course, the big thing now is, are we going to get a second stimulus round for people that are still hurting from the COVID-19?
I think that's, as far as Wall Street's concerned, it's almost a given as we're watching the market, because, Jack, we're 520 points away from 30,000.
Yeah.
And when you look at a lot of the things that are going on in the country and you're thinking, wait, we're 520 points away from 30 as far as 30,000, how many of us thought when we hit the low in late March of 18,213 that we'd be back dancing with 30,000 this soon, especially with all the rising those cases around the country? The situation, though, now is that a stimulus, or the thought of a stimulus, is something that's helping to lift certain stocks in certain areas where people are saying, even if it is getting bad, we can count on the government to do this or that. And it's a dangerous situation for me when we stop what we do normally and then turn and pivot to the government and say, okay, what are you going to do to help us out of this? Because I think that's setting up a lot of people down the road for any time there's a crisis of any kind. Our first reaction is, what do we need to do as ourselves? But what's the government going to do for us? And that's the type of, I think, socialistic mindset that a lot of people have, that unfortunately they're getting more and more ingrained where they're expecting it. So it's going to be concerning as we move forward and see. And look, I'd love to see the Dow hit 30,000. I wish the president had been awarded a second term for his work in helping the Dow to get that high. But we'll have to see which way things go at this point.
And wonder if it'll impact the market if he continues to fight against this and declaring that the election was illegal and all that stuff.
Well, you know, at this point, and I think investors recognize all of this isn't really without precedent. You know, I do, in 2000, it took Al Gore, 40 days to concede?
Yeah.
I mean, he had legal challenges that were being faced at the time. And Wall Street looks at this as kind of a temporary situation, as they would a wildfire or even a riot in various cities. It takes a lot to move the needle on the stock market to a large degree. And I think that it's looking at this as, okay, it's just going to happen. It's politics. It's a lot like when we're facing a government shutdown. A lot of times there's not a big-time reaction on the market because the market recognizes this is the game of politics. This happens, and the market will just continue on as it does. So at least at this point, there's no real concern on that. It's not even a front burner issue for a lot of people on Wall Street as they're trying to look at the investments they need to make as we move forward. Now, the other thing is the Senate race. If the Senate ends up remaining in the hands of the Republicans, then what's going to take place is there's going to be a sense of calm with the gridlock that's going to exist. If something were to happen in some of the runoffs and things that are happening where that would change, Jack, you would see some significant moves in some areas in the market as investors would respond, because without that last line of defense in the Senate, some of those wild and crazy ideas that have been floated forth in the primaries, in the election, could actually come true. And if that's the case, you'd see reactors respond in a way that I think it would be hard to miss.
Which certainly is a frightening thought right now. But Jay Ratliff, our day trading expert at daytradefund.com, we'll talk to you later this week.
Jack, looking forward to, sir. Thank you.
And maybe at 30,000 then. It's 6:46, and we go to the newsroom and Chris Trinkman.